Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we are going to be talking to Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association, about education, manufacturing, and job growth in the Silver State. Plus, our Power Pundit panel, Fred Locken, Chip Evans, and Janice Flanagan. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers' 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Ray Bacon, the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association.
Good morning, sir.
Ray, thanks for being with us today. Always good to see a friend here.
Okay.
Hey, I want to talk to you about a report that came out a few days ago that said Nevada's private sector job growth has surpassed 48 states, every state but Colorado and North Dakota.
Yep.
What are the implications for manufacturing?
Well, there's implications for the whole state and things like that. If you take a look at you and I both remember, for 21 years in a row, we were the fastest growing state from a job standpoint. Then we dropped down to zero. So the curve that we've got just looks about like this.
Yeah, 2009, 2010.
Yeah, 2009 and 2010, we were the slowest growing state as far as jobs.
And in fact, you look at that report, it said 2009, we're the lowest in the nation at negative 10.1%.
Yeah, it was ugly. Okay, this is a curve that I think economists are going to make a case study in the Harvard Business School in the next 10 years, because nobody's ever done this kind of a V curve. People have done little bitty V curves, but nobody's ever gone from the top to the bottom, and in all probability will be number one again probably next year at this stage of the game, which is really scary.
Well, it's scary, but I mean, it's much better than being last, right? You'd rather be number three in job
understand,
growth.
But let me give you a for instance and things like that, because this is talking about number of jobs and the percentage growth and everything like that. I ran across a gal at a restaurant in Las Vegas who was working five jobs, okay, and each one of those count as one of her job growth. She isn't getting but about 50 hours a week working five different jobs. That's insane. So if that's part of our job growth, that's not healthy. And we don't know the situation. At one point in time, she had worked, she was with the old Hilton right next to the convention center. That's the only place she worked like 10 years ago, okay, and now she split that between five different companies. That's insanity. And if we're doing that, then we're doing something which is unhealthy, and that will lead us to make more unhealthy decisions, and we'll go back into the mode of building buildings instead of working on improving the quality of education. And we need to improve the quality of education in the state.
And let's talk about that, because there was a report that was done back in June by Ball State that said Nevada was one of the worst states for manufacturing, and that's despite, you know, in the ensuing months, the fact that we landed Tesla. You know, we've had a bunch of companies who were locating manufacturing facilities here.
Yeah. Ball State's report comes out, I think it's every 2 years. It doesn't even have credibility with the folks in Indiana, so it's not a wonderful report. The guys that do the report have never been west of the Mississippi, as near as I can tell, because the further west the report gets, the less credibility the numbers have. But it always makes national headlines because they've been doing it a long time. If you take a look at the state of Nevada, do we have a skills gap in this state as far as people having the higher level technical skills that are needed for the jobs that are coming in? At this state, we have some, but not enough. So we need to definitely ramp up.
So what are we missing? I mean, and where do we fill that gap?
Well, take a look. Let's float down and take a look at what goes on in Las Vegas. Las Vegas created those career and technical high schools. They started about 14 years ago, roughly. And they now have seven of them down there. And those schools are doing a magnificent job. As I was telling you before we went on the air, Southwest CTA, which in a lot of respects is it's the one I like the best.
And CTA is Career Technical Academy.
Career and Technical Academy. There's 380 kids allowed into their freshman class. They had 3,300 applications. So we have a capacity problem on the schools that are doing a great job. They graduated 378 out of their 380 kids last year. That doesn't happen in Nevada.
No, that's, okay. I mean, those are great numbers.
I've sent employers in there, and the employers come out of there and said, doesn't matter whether the kids are in the medical program or the culinary program or the entertainment engineering program, any one of those people I can put to work in manufacturing because they've got the right mindset and they make the application between the science and the math and the reading skills apply to the work skills. And so those people are instantaneously employable anyplace. Unfortunately, we've been losing some of those kids. They've been going out of state.
Where do they go? And does having a company like Tesla come in, having some of those other jobs where manufacturing is a...
I think Tesla changes the equation. Tesla came in, about 2 months ago now. They came in and Panasonic came in, their HR folks, and they had meetings in the South at Southwest, and they had meetings over here at AACT. And in both cases, they were impressed with what the schools were doing. They were impressed with what's going on. So the comment I've gotten from their HR folks, Panasonic more than the Tesla folks, was you've got the programs. You don't necessarily have the capacity that we're going to need, but the long-term approach is already there. So they're pretty pleased with what they saw.
Is Southern Nevada doing better than Northern Nevada?
On that area, yes, because they were building things so fast that they built those career and technical high schools and they've all wound up being successful. We've only got AACT. That's what Pedro was doing and Heath before him as far as trying to put in the signature academies into each of the high schools here so we can build that capacity but not build a separate school.
How do the community colleges fit in with manufacturing to help people get into manufacturing as a career?
Exceedingly well in most cases. In fact, the with the exception of the higher-end skills, where there's a smaller number of jobs, I think the community colleges are doing a much better job than the universities are. We have programs already at AACT here that where the kids are they walk across the street to the TMCC program for part of their schooling, and they do the same thing. Nevada State High School, which is a charter school in Las Vegas, those kids go almost exclusively to CSN down there. Some of the AACT or the CTA kids in Southern Nevada are taking part of their courses. So the dual credit program is working. It's not working as well as it can and needs to, but it's in place.
All right. We are going to be right back with Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association, right after this break.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with Ray Bacon, the Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. We're talking about manufacturing, but also the role that education plays. And Ray, you are one of the state experts in education. As far as the business community goes, I don't know that there's anybody else in the business community who has the knowledge and the passion for education that you do. So let's talk about this next legislative session. What can we do this next legislative session in terms of public policy that will enhance our education system and our ability to find those kids a job in manufacturing and other disciplines?
Well, let's take a look. Let's expand it out to all technical jobs, because I think that's the key. The technical jobs are where the growth is coming. And some of those are going to be manufacturing jobs. Some of those are going to be in operations like switch and data centers. And some of those are going to be in, even in construction, those are becoming more and more technical.
Medical,
all those technical areas. First of all, there's a couple of trends that we need to pay attention to. If you take a look at the data from Florida years ago, now it's almost 15 years ago, they said kids don't go to fourth grade if they can't read by the end of third grade. They stuck a stake in the ground on that. They held back 16,000 kids the first year. They cut that number almost in half within a couple of years. That fundamentally of learning to read, because that's the foundational skills, is one of the bills that was out last time that didn't pass. There's proven track records all over the country that makes a difference. We have to go drive that stake in the ground and just say, I'm sorry, that's the new rule here.
As they say, what? It's up to grade three, you're learning to read, and then from there on out, you read to learn.
Exactly. And that's essential. That's essential for math. That's essential for science. That's everything. And so that, to me, is A, number one. If we don't get that done this time, that would be insane. Number two, if you take a look at the whole issue of online learning and using technology, not only in the classroom, but distance learning and all those things, we are babes in the woods on that issue. There are schools out there that are going to displace lock, stock, and barrel universities and colleges and things like that, because they're going to displace them with technology.
So does that mean we're going to be able to save money on building costs, or are we going to be putting more money into that IT infrastructure instead of bricks and mortar?
Well, right now we're headed in the wrong direction. We're out there building bricks and mortar, and I think that's insane. Some of our universities are probably going to be gone around this country in the next 20 years or so, maybe even sooner than that, because they're still going to be in the old mindset. There's always going to be some places. The labs and those things are going to be things. But if we're building classrooms and we're building dormitories, we need to be suspicious that probably doesn't make good sense. Because more and more of the stuff, this younger generation that's coming up, the ones that are still in middle school and high school and things like that, they get the technology piece. And they've been playing their games forever. They can play games and learn something at the same time.
So do you think that we're going to have any bills that are going to encourage that kind of learning this next legislative session?
I haven't seen them yet.
So let's talk about vouchers. That's been another thing that people talk about, and we've heard, you know, you talk to conservatives and they say vouchers, school vouchers, that's our number one thing for education reform because it creates competition within the public schools.
If you take a look, you know, what I just mentioned, for Southwest CTE, that's a school of choice. Okay, there's 3,300 kids that applied to go to that school for only 380 seats. So there is enough competition with those programs. There isn't enough capacity in those programs. Choice is part of the issue. But to me, a bigger issue is to take the programs that are truly working and are turning out the kids that we need for the future and building the capacity, whether that comes from the private sector, whether that comes from things like Coral Academy up here, which does a great job, or whether it comes from things like ACE up here that does a great job, or whether that comes from inside the school district. I don't care. But we've got to give the kids the options, and we have to build the capacity to the point where we're not having a problem filling those seats.
Okay, when we talk about capacity, I mean, immediately everybody goes to money. And we've heard from both Republicans and Democrats alike, especially after the defeat of the margins tax in November, we're going to go to the session and we're going to talk about education reform and increasing education funding. Do you think that to build the kind of capacity we're talking about in the career and technical academies, do you think that you're going to get a buy-in from our legislators that that's the way to go to raise taxes, to spend money on those things?
Remember, for career and technical academies, those things are kind of look like most factories. We have all kinds of vacant buildings, both in Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada. Now, the numbers are shrinking, but the fact that we haven't scarfed up some of those things and turned them into career and technical academies is just insane. It doesn't have to be a school building. There's no sports program at the CTAs in the South. Kids made an option. I want to go learn something that's going to pay for my entire career, and I don't necessarily need to play football.
All right. Ray Bacon, thank you very much. We'll leave it on that note. We are going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This New Year's Eve, ring in 2015 with News 4. Starting at 11, join Bill Frankmore, Shelby Sheehan, and the rest of the News 4 team as we look back at the year that was and welcome the new year with a spectacular fireworks show presented by Circus Circus Reno, Eldorado Hotel Casino, and the Silver Legacy Resort Casino. Plus, live coverage of the festivities from South Lake Tahoe. The extravaganza starts at 11, and you'll see it only on News 4.
Do you have unexpected bills? Need cash now? Let Title Max turn your car title into cash. With Title Max, get $1,000, $3,000, $6,000, even $10,000. Title Max gets you the most cash, the lowest rates, with instant approval. Your car title is your credit. And Title Max gets you the cash you need in 30 minutes or less. So if you need help paying your bills, bring your car title to Title Max. And you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with our Power Pundit panel. We have Fred Locken, who is professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College, Janice Flanagan, who is the chair of the Washoe County Democratic Party, and Chip Evans, the host of Business Matters, which can be heard on multiple radio stations multiple times a week.
There you go.
All right. We were just talking with Ray Bacon about education, about distance learning. And Fred, you have some experience in this. You're the dean of the Webb College at TMCC, and you've also taught online classes. Do you have a preference, or do you think that people learn differently in person as opposed to online?
Well, it is the educational format of the future, and it's the educational format today. I mean, literally now over half of all enrollments in higher education are in online education, and it's being done in every possible discipline and field. So it's a matter of adjustment. I mean, we have been used to an old model that really has less functionality and less economy in the 21st century. Online can reach more people. It's more flexible, and so we're getting just better with it every day.
Janice, does this mean less people? Are we going to need fewer teachers? Are we going to need fewer classrooms because we're going to have more kids or adults who are looking at one of these to learn instead of sitting at a desk?
Well, we are on the cusp of a revolution for education. Several of my own family have taken online courses and also courses in colleges. And at different times of their lives, one works better than another. So I don't think it'll be an either or. I really think it'll be a both. I think it addresses many people who cannot go to a full-time college, but can take an online course after work or before work. And I think it works out a little bit better, especially for Nevada, because so many people in Nevada cobble together an education. Very few of our college students actually graduate in 4 years. In fact, I don't even think the statistics bear out that many of them graduate in 6 years. And I don't think it's like it used to be where kids just kind of goofed off. I think now as people are working or they're raising a family, there are other things, they have another job, and I think that it will work out better if they have these choices.
Chip, how do you think some of these dynamics are going to play out in the 2015 legislature? We have the teachers union who's still upset that they didn't get their margins tax passed, that's going to be there advocating for more education funding. You have, for the first time in 30 years, a legislature which has Republicans in control. Do you think we're going to have a big clash in 2015 in Carson City?
I do think the vision of education in Nevada is unsettled, and I don't think anybody's going to provide the guiding light out of that morass on this particular assembly session or legislative session.
Yeah, how about
session?
The governor? I mean, right, Governor Sandoval, I know I'm speaking, you know, to a couple of Democrats, but I think Governor Sandoval's been pretty clear about, you know, he wants to improve education in this state. He wants to adopt some standards. He wants to have some reforms.
You know, I'm thinking that the Republican Assembly and Senate are just not going to follow Governor Sandoval in much of a lockstep fashion. I think he's going to be a lone voice in some of those cases.
Positive voice?
You know, I think his tendencies, his understanding of things has grown and are relatively good. That said, I think there's a big enough chunk of folks that hold the handles of power in the legislature that aren't going to let that progress very much. You just talk about Common Core and the flames erupt and heads explode and, you know, we're in an awkward spot with education in Nevada. We were before, we are now. And just to get back to their points for the moment, you know, really the biggest picture is we're in this migration between an old model and a new model. And our institutions, including our legislature, are not going to lead the way. They're following. They're way behind already.
Janice, do you agree with that? Do you think that the governor can be a leader in this? Or do you think he's going to be beholden to the folks in the legislative process?
Well, he does say that he's going to work to help education, and I think we have to take him at his word. We won't know, of course, until he presents his State of the Union or State of the State address, but I think he's going to have a terribly difficult time. So many of these people were elected not to raise a dime of taxes, and in order to even get back to where we were a few years ago, they have to spend more money. And I just don't know how he's going to be able to get that. He can have some help from the Democrats because we really do believe in education. We think
okay,
it's
but Republicans
key.
Care about education too, right?
Well, they say they do, but they don't want to spend the money to do it.
Fred, is it always about more money? Is it about, I mean, is it quality? Is it money? I mean, what is it?
Well, the answer is always in between. Education in Nevada is so far behind the national norm, it does need an infusion of money. But it's also an opportunity to look at how we do our K-12 and higher education a little differently, to be more business savvy, if you will, and applying it to the education model to get a greater efficiency out of it.
I mean, Ray Bacon was talking about not building, you know, $40 million schools, you know, going and, you know, putting some of these career and technical academies in vacant buildings.
Well, we could, except you always have to get those to education code to do that. We need to keep our students safe. We could have a vision that puts us on a path to something different, but in essence, we have a reality today with needs today that will require the same solutions that we've been using, but have more money, more staffing, and ideally a bipartisan support for doing so.
All right. Well, let's hope we get that. All right. Thank you very much. You have the last word. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
If you're injured in an accident and you don't know what to do, we can help get you immediate medical attention.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Up and come play.
Make something new.
Play dress up with us.
Then get moving, too.
Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
$5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner weekday specials. Eat at Joe's, 6350 South Virginia, corner of Neal.
If you hurt your back on the job, you need help fast. Calling an auto accident attorney instead of a dedicated work comp attorney can be a big mistake.
Hurt on the job? Call attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
All right, you heard about it, you thought about it. Well, it's time to act because Carson Dodge Ram is making your holidays bright with the final 2014 Big Finish event. With 70 new 2015 Dodge Caravans now available. With 11 of these incredible minivans, holiday priced at only $19.99. 25 MPGs, comfortable seating for 7, and available 1.9% financing for 84 months. Only at Carson Dodge, where cars, trucks, and vans really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonDodge.com.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
On our next program, Sam and Randy will be interviewing Mike Hillerby, who is a former chief of staff to Governor Gwynn and legislative advocate. Everybody have a safe and prosperous 2015.